Teaser Market Wrap-Up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought down the cattle market?
I think more than anything, Leslie, we saw a market that had some nice recovery this week from last week's losses and then just was not able to find the buying to continue to push us to the upside, and that selling took over just like it did last week, pushing us almost back to where we started from on Monday of this week. It does not help the situation any as we continue to see a second week of lower cash in our feed yards. Now, boxed beef at mid-morning was down $2.69 on choice. Selects were up 48. We had a total movement of 95 loads. The pork cutout was 49 higher today. On the close, April live cattle down the $3 limit. June cattle down the $3 limit. May feeder cattle and August feeders down $4.47 each. And June lean hogs were 10 cents lower. We will see expanded limits Monday morning for the live cattle futures.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, the grain markets did not have a lot of fresh news, which is exactly not newsworthy because we just have not had any big news for some time. Biggest news, some of the moisture that's been moving across the southern plain. There's been some helpful moisture in some areas, but the biggest areas seem to come up a little bit on the short side. And despite all that, we saw wheat trade higher most of the session, and for the first time this week, July Kansas City wheat closed positive along with the corn and soybeans. May KC wheat was up a penny today, July up 0.75 cents. July Chicago wheat was down 1.5 cents. May corn and July corn each up 3.5 cents. May soybeans closed 2.75 cents higher, July beans up 2.5 cents, and July cotton down 131 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.